The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. 10:02 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Del now for the next hour right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't forget, we got a meeting at 11. Okay? Yeah. No, don't say itchy again.
Stop calling people that.
He keeps saying
that. Look, I know the show is set
he's in the middle of it. That's why.
I know. I get it. But I know the show is like set.
Yeah.
I know. In a, what,
that's
a different
century. That's when you could say stuff like that.
But we can't say it.
You're right. It is a weird show in how they go from broken English to perfect English. And then they'll speak Cantonese. And
yeah.
Well,
I mean, you understand why.
Yeah, you understand why. It's because they're speaking to each other. And then when they're speaking to America.
But when they speak to each other, that's supposed to be them in Cantonese. Right?
Yeah, but they're not going to have an entire show of them speaking
Listen,
Cantonese.
I highly recommend it.
It's a good show.
It's a good show.
I just wouldn't
adopt. Warrior on Netflix.
The actor from Banshee who plays.
Is it Netflix or Prime?
You can watch it on Max. HBO Max.
HBO Max.
Through Amazon Prime.
The actor from Banshee who played the transgender character, he is so good in this as the guy who makes all the weapons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He is a really good actor, man. He is great.
Yeah. The whole thing is good.
Based on a Bruce Lee
book
or whatever.
Bruce Lee's
so that
writing.
Character, Assam, is basically supposed to be like Bruce Lee.
Yeah. 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 And Assam, and then there's the woman who runs the brothel.
She does stuff. She does stuff in multiple ways. She'll do stuff brothel wise, and then she'll murder you if she has to.
If she has to,
yeah. If you cross her,
don't listen. If she's coming at you with a sword, guess what?
You're done.
Get out the way.
You can't. She's gonna kill you.
She will kill you. Jackie is opining that because they signed Cole Hamels, it may mean they got bad news on Kershaw. And then he says, down goes Kershaw. Are you speculating this, or do you have some kind of proof, Jackie? Because, listen, you put it on Twitter, so it must be true. So I got one source that says Cole Hamels is done. I don't know.
Well, earlier this week, it was reported that Kershaw's alleged return for Friday is in doubt. So maybe the Dodgers got just bad news
return. I'm hoping it's season-long.
Why?
Well, I mean, some kind of a pulled muscle or a...
You think a pulled muscle will keep him out for the rest of the year?
It's kept Alex Bregman out.
Well.
For 7 years? I mean, come on.
Maybe he's not made of the same stuff as Kershaw.
Alex Bregman isn't as tough? You're talking about a guy that has a wheelbarrow?
You are leaning in, implying things. I just asked a question.
You're talking about a guy who has a wheelbarrow.
I'm not talking. I asked a question.
There he is.
When I said maybe he's not made of the same stuff, that's a question. And you answered it by saying... Yeah. He's got wheelbarrows.
Jackie's speculating.
Yeah, of course he is. Jackie don't know nothing.
Rhymes with speculating.
Is he spec?
Jackie speculating.
I don't want to think about...
Jackie.
Stop. I don't want to think about that with Jackie.
No, I don't want to think about anything. So anyway, it's what a great day it is, though.
Beating the Dodgers.
I mean, listen, are you okay with them losing tonight?
I'm not okay with losing, You talk about this road trip and what would be a good into it. 4-4 is what you said,
four
right?
4-4,
and they're already ahead of that.
So well, they're on that.
If they lose,
they're 4-3. So
yeah.
If they go 5-3 on this trip and win both
and take
in Dodger
from the
Stadium,
Dodgers, it'd be awesome. Look, if the
it's asking too much.
Yes, it's Scherzer. Well, maybe Scherzer has a tough time in his first start. New environment, all keyed up. We can hope, right? We can hope. If it's 4-4, good. You obviously the Giants thing. You could have had a chance to win all three of those, and certainly probably feel like you could have won two. And if you played the two of the best teams in the NL and stood up, we'll see how this one goes. But yeah, leaving this road trip 4-4 and coming back home, you did the work. Particularly when you had some issues with your lineup missing guys, like Yuli didn't even play. Is he going to play tonight? Probably not. So that's without him and Bregman.
Well, I don't know why. Was a stiff neck.
Yeah, maybe they. Well, how long does a stiff neck last?
Call Deshaun. Find out where you can get a quick massage.
Deshaun was getting massages on lower parts of his body. Deshaun wasn't. that Sean didn't mind a stiff element to his massage.
Yeah, well, listen, Deshaun Watson is somebody that I would call as soon as I get a stiff neck. Okay.
Yeah, but Yuli wants the stiffness to go away. Deshaun was hoping for that.
Yeah. Oh, how about? Oh, well. See, Ryan Stanek makes some sense. Presley's on paternity leave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I, you know, I guess. Do you want to put Yimi in that situation right away? I mean,
it's 3-0. It's 3-0. Though
I know, but I don't know that I want to put him in that position right away. Let him work his way in.
They
took
a
couple
leaguer?
Of days before they put Graveman in.
Is he
now
a major
he's going to pitch every game? I hope.
Yimi's a major leaguer, right?
Yeah.
You got a 3-0 lead. You can't hold that.
Yeah. No, I know, but I didn't mind the way. I really didn't mind the way that Ryan Stanek came in.
Obviously.
I was a little alarmed. I was a little disturbed when he was running out of the pen
and
with
Yimi's
his hair
flowing. And Yimi's already pitched for the Astros.
Yeah.
So why couldn't he? Look, it worked out. No, no,
did
no
he give
issues.
Up a run, though?
Yeah, a hit and a run.
Yeah, sorry.
But that was days
hey, thanks
ago.
Thanks for your service.
So you can no longer pitch
thank
for the
you for
Astros.
Your service, Yimi.
Oh, so we're allowing runs to determine who pitches in the bullpen? Stanek would never go back out there then.
Can't pitch ever again.
No.
So how are you doing? So you don't have Yuli. You obviously don't have Bregman. You don't have Urquidy. You don't have Presley. And you're winning? You're beating the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium in the biggest regular season game in the city's history?
Okay. That,
no, that's what the Dodger announcer said. I've never seen a better atmosphere for a regular
that
season.
That Dodger
game.
Announcer is overstating things, and that's a kind of a loser thing to say for a franchise like that. What's the biggest one? It's one game in the middle. Is it still a big game now that you lost?
Yeah. What about the Giants on the last regular season game?
You guys have played.
When you guys are fighting for the division.
Yeah, they have played games where one game decides the division title, and that's back when there were no wild cards. What is he talking about? I was in the city for some of those games.
Wasn't Presley supposed to have his kid over the All-Star break?
Well, I mean, his wife was.
Quick, pick it up. Let's go.
Who are you blaming for this, Presley or
his wife?
Or his wife, which is worse, by the way.
Move it along. Can't we get a little self-control.
He's been on paternity leave since 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Is that how long does it take for paternity leave to end?
Well, you know, now in businesses, guys can take like 3 months off when they have a baby. Do you think Presley's going to take 3 months off?
Maybe there's a reason. Maybe I changed my stance on children. 3 months off?
Yeah, you get 3 months off.
I might need to change
a lot of the big companies, they let you,
You said big companies.
You get the same amount of paternity leave as the mom.
Do we have that rule in effect here?
No. No.
Sounds like time to get someone pregnant.
No.
I need 3 months off.
3 months off. Then you could be like, Charlie Polillo must have a kid like every week.
He's like Lance now, just producing kids. By the way, Charlie's going to be back today, I believe. So everyone who didn't want to hear Barton Hahn again, I think that is over.
He's Dwight Howard spitting him out.
8x7 or whatever the number
whatever
is.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Way to go, Charlie.
We don't know that to be the case.
No.
Why he takes vacation time.
No, we just...
Would you like to ask him? Would you like to sit in
Charlie,
for a segment?
Charlie, how many kids you been having him? With all this paternity leave you got going on?
Is that the reason you get the summer Polillo every year?
I'm going to tell you this. Having a Ledmus Diaz back is nice. I know I gave him a little bit of business. No.
Are you
going
to call him
I
by his actual
him
name
a little
now?
Bit. I got a little... No. But having him back in the lineup is really, really nice.
Can we call him by his real name now, not Ledmus Correa or
Ledmus
Carlos
Fuller.
Diaz?
Ledmus Fuller.
Whatever you want to call him.
Yeah. No. With Bregman, when Bregman comes back, when Yuli comes back, where is he going to play? He's in a spot again where you're like, oh.
He won't play.
He won't play. But it sure is nice. I mean, it was nice to have. Listen, I missed Toro last night. This is the one time you go, I wish really wish Toro was here so we didn't have to play Robel.
Yeah, but who did you trade Toro for?
Yeah, Graveman.
Yeah.
And guess what?
He was just
slime. Slap. He came in slap, slap, slap. I guess you're right. No, you're right. No.
Give and take a little bit. You get Graveman and you're feeling pretty good.
I just don't feel like Robel's a good option at the plate right now.
Yeah, because he's the only person worse in the game was Cody Bellinger.
That's it.
Yeah, and that's a shout out to Robel Garcia for not being the worst hitter in the game yesterday because Bellinger exists.
Somebody stupid, I think it was Art, said, "Would you trade Chaz for Bellinger?" No.
Not this
Hell
Cody
no.
Bellinger.
Yeah. That would be.
That we're going on 2 years of him sucking. No one wants that. And by the way, he's a Dodger. Why would we want him?
Well, no. And his contract?
And he runs his mouth.
I'd rather have Robel. I mean, you don't have to pay him, and he sucks. Much rather have Robel. And Chaz McCormick, are you crazy? Trade Chaz McCormick.
You wouldn't trade him for anyone.
For Cody Bellinger.
Would you have traded Chaz?
Now, for Mike Trout, I'm not trading.
What about Scherzer? Would you have done that?
I don't know. No, it's a tough call.
Yeah, there's a line.
There is a line
where Chaz McCormick becomes available.
No, it's Mike Trout. I would trade him for Mike Trout. I think I spoke. Maybe I got a little.
Whatever. Trout doesn't win.
He's never on the field either. Chaz McCormick's always there, sitting on the bench.
Yeah, because Dusty, Dusty doesn't want him out there.
That's a Dusty decision. All right, it's 10:13 ESPN. It sure was nice to have Yordan in the lineup.
Ooh, yeah. Thanks, Dodgers, for that one. Just
Thank
keep
you,
giving us gifts.
Yeah, just throw Gonzalez. Oh, we're going to throw a lefty against Yordan. That'll work out.
He threw that.
Yordan don't care.
He threw that slop up there, and Yordan was like, "This is what you're giving me?"
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, really? Watch this.
Did you see Yordan out of uniform in his little and just because he had come out of the game, so he was wearing like just his.
He was had an orange shirt on.
Yeah, I was like, that dude's a. Not that I didn't already know.
Yeah.
But outside of the loose fitting jersey that he wears.
Yeah, which is why that whole Roydon.
Campaign.
Don't do that anymore.
Cut that out.
No,
big dude.
We don't need Roydon accusations. Okay. 713-780-3776. You know what Roydon? You know what Yordan is? Champion. That's what he is. You're looking for the best way to get that electricity to your house. You were looking for the best service. The Astros, we hear Alex Bregman talking about it, right? The Astros are squarely behind it. This was a Jim Crane company. It's not anymore, but it's still locally owned and operated. That money stays here with local people, and that's kind of a big deal right now in the world. So if you're looking for a great way to keep your money here and spend less than you normally would on your electricity, there's one way to go about this. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
This is Ed Tuttall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:17, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you want to talk about your Astros? Let's go. Come on. Just give a call. Give your thoughts. It was so exciting last night. Did you stay up? Did you watch it this morning? Did you? I mean, this was as good a regular season game as it gets. The Yankees, and I'm voting them the biggest games this year. We were 15-15, and they beat Gerrit Cole in the last game of the series at Yankee Stadium after the Yankees took the first two. The Yankees took the first two here, and then Altuve with the 3-run homer, a 6-run ninth. To beat the Yankees, that was awesome. And then last night, and I'm going last night was the biggest and best win because of the buildup for that. I know we got the Yankee hatred, but the Dodgers is special. This is special. This hatred for the Dodgers, and they're even lippier than the Yankees. I didn't think that was possible. I can't stand that dude, John, not Torturo. What's the guy that's on Twitter that's a Yankee fan?
John Boy?
No. He's
the
an actor.
Yeah. It is Torturo.
No, Torturo is the tall actor.
No, there's Nick Torturo then, right?
Oh, Nick. It's yeah. Nick. Yeah. And how he's an idiot. But Dodger fan is the worst, has been the worst about this because we stole their title. and they're violent, and they showed up here at Minute Maid, and it was just, I mean, they had parades down Texas Avenue. It's amazing how bitter these people are. Look, and to beat them in that game.
You know, they are Cowboy fans, but with actually something to talk about because their team has been really good. Like, what do you think Cowboy fans would be? Like they kind of hide in their hovels until, you know, the season rolls around. Then for 3 weeks, they like to talk, and then they realize, oh, yeah, we're the Cowboys, so we have to go away. The Dodger fan ain't no different. They're a national brand that is on really one of the more unprecedented runs. Only one World Series, but they dominate the National League. These fans are now, they feel like they can come into your city, talk, and they continue to talk. This is what a national fan base is like.
I guess it is. I mean, is there? Well, the Yankees are a bigger brand.
They are, but the Yankees aren't winning.
No, but the. Yeah, but
like if Yankee fans were as good as the Dodgers have been,
well, then why are you comparing them to the Cowboys? Because the Cowboys never
win. I'm saying they're a national brand. I said if the Cowboys were good,
yeah, but I think the Yankees are more like the Cowboys since they don't, neither of them win.
True, but you consider the Yankee fans talkative, but the Dodger fans are worse. The Yankees would be just as bad if they had something to talk about, if they could win, but they don't because the Astros own them. The Cowboy fans would be the same way. The Dodgers have this unique thing. Well, not unique, but it's a thing where national brand, been around a long time, and have been really dominant, at least on the National League side, so all their fans feel like they need to talk at all times.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but I guess early 90s, they were lippy, were Cowboys fans, but I think they're classier than Dodger or Yankee fan, which is hard to say. Now, there's probably a lot of people at Reliant or NRG that would disagree, because when the Cowboys were here, we had plenty of issues.
It changed policy for the Texans.
Yeah, they changed the whole policy. Here. Right, they did. They're idiot fans. So, you know, they're a holes. They're all a holes. But if you got to rank a holeness, it's Dodger, Yankee, Cowboy,
and plus. This is in a new age where the Dodger fans have been, their team has been good through the social media age. The Yankee fans haven't been good during social media. The Cowboys, no. So you hear from every aspect of Dodger fan.
Yeah.
Because they'll type, they'll tweet, they'll write stuff, and then obviously now they're showing up in your city banging drums and having parades. Yeah. Like, I never thought of Dodger like as classy. That's generally reserved for Cardinal fans. That's the thing you always say about them. But this, you get national fan bases, and you can get all aspects. And the Dodger fans are trash.
Yeah, Dodger fans are trash. There's no question. I think they're by far the worst. I really do. And that's hard to beat the Yankees like that. Look, it's hard to beat the Cowboys like
that. It is hard. But if the Yankees ever got really good again, you'd feel the same way about them.
What
do Yankee fans have to say to Astro fans? Oh, you cheated. We just rob you of your soul every postseason.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah.
You're our biznatch. That's all.
Yeah, the last half decade.
And that was putting it nicely.
Well, the last half decade, what would a Yankee fan say to an Astro fan? We own you.
Yeah.
You got nothing to say.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah.
Let's get Jim in here. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love your show. I tell you, John, I agree with you. Dodgers, Yankees, and then Cowboys fans. The Dodger fans, let me tell you, we were on a cruise in 2017. Of course, we had to plan it months in advance. Didn't know we'd be on a cruise and get to see the first four games of the World Series in 2017 on the cruise. And, of course, we left out of Galveston, and there was this really nice little bar with a big screen where everyone was watching the game. And let me tell you something. There was four Dodger fans, probably age 20 to 15, two girls and two guys, kids. Don't know. Like I say, I think the oldest girl, of course, she's a total smoke show. She was 20. But there was four of them and probably 100 Astro fans, because you know, we sailed out of Galveston. Hell, it's a bunch of Astro fans on that boat. And they were the worst, most obnoxious, horriblest, screamingest. We finally cut them down, and by game three, after we beat them in game two, that wild game, they never showed up after game two. And they are the, these were kids, 20 to 15, you know, and I'm thinking, what in the hell? It's like we weren't even there. And we finally, we cut them down, and they didn't come back after that. So that's my Dodger fan experience. I think they're a bunch of losers, and I can't believe we went in there and dropped a 3-0 shutout on their ass. Have a great day.
Thanks, thanks, Jim.
At least there was a smoke show in the bunch.
There was a smoke show.
Yeah.
It was a little creepy. She was 20.
Does that make her less of a smoke show?
No. Jim was ogling. Speaking of, here's Gilbert on ESPN.
Speaking of ogling.
97.5 and 92.5. What's going on, Gilbert?
What's going on? I'll never forget about the 1981 season when Astro played the Dodgers in the deciding a wild card.
Never forget about that.
Kicked out of Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. Well, that was.
Remember when I tell you that?
Yeah.
What's your favorite moment from that game?
And the fan comes find that Astro sucked. And I went to that first that your mama sucked. You know, we had got the big fight, you know. You get all that?
Now, wait a minute. Retell that story. What happened now? What happened again?
I got kicked out of Dodger Stadium.
You got kicked out of
1981.
Wait a minute. You went to the game in Dodger Stadium. How'd you get there?
I flew there. What else would I flew anyway?
How else would he have gotten there, John?
No, well, that was a dumb question. But now, so wait a minute. Is that when you had money? What were you doing? You were selling drugs, or what were you doing?
No, I was selling drugs corporation.
A corporation sponsored your trip to L.A. to watch the Dodgers and the Astros?
Well, actually.
Yeah, back in 81.
In those days,
corporate sponsors. Pay for your trip over there. Remember that?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I don't.
But why did they pay for your trip?
Who? Mattress Mac? Who did it?
Name of a Mattress Mac. He wasn't. It was a.
Don't be ridiculous.
Food corporation anyway.
Corporation.
So wait a minute. It was actually a 5-game series though. There were 5 games.
Yeah, he went to game 5, right?
You went to the last game.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so then, and some Dodger.
You remember that one, the running show on TV?
Yeah.
Astros lost 4 to nothing.
So you were at the game. Someone started saying Astros suck. You said your mama sucks?
Yeah, they put a sign up there, a big sign up there. Still on TV, you know.
Okay, but
Astros suck, you know.
And then at the game, when you saw it, you said your mama sucks, and then you got thrown out of Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, we had a big fight, a big brawl, anyway.
A big brawl, yeah. Huh?
Did you get to throw? Yeah. Did you throw any punches?
Yeah, I got a black eye.
You got a black eye? Wait a minute. How do we not hear this story? So wait a minute. The guy said the Astros suck, and then you said your mama sucks, and then that started a big. Yeah? That started a big fight?
That's what happened when you're in Dodger Stadium, you know.
Fights happen.
For your own Dodger, anyway.
All right. You know? Yeah.
So what did your parents say? You know, what did your mom say when she saw your black eye?
He defended her honor.
A little upset, worry about me.
No, he didn't.
That was a long time ago. That about over. Well, 30 years ago, anyway.
No, he didn't defend her honor.
He defended the Astros' honor.
Yes, he did.
But he did say that your mama sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why he got punched in the eye.
Not a big sign saying that your mom, Astro, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
They shit on TV, remember that? A long time ago, 81.
You remember seeing that sign on the television?
I remember that anyway. So you were right in the middle of that. I knew that. But you—that was when you had some problems back in 1981. Remember?
Yeah, got kicked off the bus, metro bus, all that. You know.
Yeah.
What'd you get kicked off the bus for?
Exposing myself in front of a bus driver. Okay. Well.
Woo!
John, you still there?
Yeah, John's still here.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Well, I didn't expect that. But.
Well, yeah, good day then, huh?
Oh, I'm just going to...
About the Astros win tonight.
Yeah, I hope the Astros win tonight.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Well, I didn't see that one coming.
Well, I kind of did.
That caught me by surprise.
No, I did. That's why I asked the question.
That one caught me by surprise.
You're surprised that he got thrown off a bus for exposing himself? I'm not. Seems like on brand. I'm surprised.
Wow, I didn't want that to happen today.
I didn't know he would admit that.
I didn't want that to happen today. Oh, gosh.
I did.
That one surprised me.
It's the best part of the show.
See, we've known Gilbert for how long? That's the first exposure.
You don't think that was on the bingo card, possibly?
Well, it was on the card. It was definitely in play, but I didn't.
And then we have to take into account he's just probably lying. But but if we're going to take him at face value, of course he did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Whew, exposing himself to the bus driver. Good Lord. That was...
He just decided he was going to, like, look at this to the bus driver?
Yeah. That's why you can't leave this show.
You never know.
You can't leave. Nope, you never know.
There are going to be moments of gold, and then we're going to have moments where you hate us because it's 20 for 20. Mm. But look, stick with us. We'll provide other things for you.
Yeah.
Where Gilbert tells you he was removed from a bus.
That was... different than I thought.
He provided a your mama sucks thing and exposure to the bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
You think the bus driver looked like an ABC News reporter? That's why he did it? What? Why was he exposing himself?
Yeah, I don't know why. But I don't want to delve any deeper into this. I don't want to delve any deeper into
this. It feels like something we should have expected.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. If you've got a indecent exposure story, give us a call.
Yeah, if you have ever been kicked off a bus for that, let us know.
713-780-3776.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I'm just excited. It was just so much coming. See, how much different is this when we have a big game? The James Harden years, the Texans, when they've had a big, it's a big game and you're looking forward to it. And you're in the playoffs and you're up 24-0. And then you're playing the Colts in the playoff game. It's a division rival. And then you just suck and disappointment.
Uh-huh.
We've had, I don't know how many times we've had, like, oh, what a big night. The Rockets are playing in a big game and. And the Texans are in, well, that doesn't happen too much. Or even the Astros have been in some big games and you had just about as disappointing night. This Astros team, and since 2017, I mean, the nuts on these guys, not caring, and just stepping up in the biggest. When you're 43-25 against teams that are 500 or more, you're just good. You're the best team in the league against good. Against the best teams. You're the best team in the league. It's not even arguable.
Yeah, unless you're a recent Boston sports fan, most of your sports life is misery because no one can win. No team is going to win every championship, every big moment. But the Astros have provided quite a few of the biggest moments.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have certainly done their part. You make it to four straight ALCSs. Is it four? 17, 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, you're going to provide moments And that's a team built on talent and fortitude. And yeah, they're the gold standard. I don't. Now the Rockets have the two titles in a row. The Astros, I mean, should have won two out of three. Will this run be matched ever, you think, by any franchise in the city where you have this level of success, where you're making it to
for this long,
a championship series?
No.
4 years in a
row? No. This is, quite frankly, it's not. There's a lot of cities that won't ever do this, let alone do it again here. This team has a chance to go to five straight and possibly another World Series, three out of five World Series. The Giants won three World Series, but they did it every other year or separated. They were separated. The San Antonio, their run of five over 15 years, and obviously the Patriots. I don't know that it's any of those runs because you were eight outs away and AJ blew it. If they had won that game, stayed with Greinke or went to Garrett Cole, then. And they had won that game, then you're talking about now all of a sudden it's a different deal. But five straight conference championships or league championships, I mean, that's crazy good if they get there this year, which they very well could. That's just so fun. Just so fun watching these guys. Eric is here. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Nice win last night. Hey, one of my best friends was at the game last night at Dodger Stadium. He's a Dodger fan, so he made it out alive easily. But he was giving me play-by-plays, you know, ever since he got to the stadium. And when he got there, he sent me pictures that they had all the seats around the Astros bullpen. They had them all roped off, and there was police and security just lining the ropes so no one could throw anything at our guys in the bullpen. And then he kept telling me that the game announcer kept coming over the PA to tell everyone to chill with the language and the slurs. And then after Yordan hit his home run, a fight broke out along the first baseline in the lower deck, a massive brawl. And then he was telling me that everyone from the upper decks were throwing stuff down onto the first deck at everybody. It was just crazy.
Yeah, we saw that video. There's a I don't know if it's viral, but certainly we've seen it on Twitter of the guys down below just getting pelted by the upper deck. And it's Dodger fans. They're throwing it's Dodger on Dodger violence.
Yeah, and you can see the Dodgers fans telling the other ones, there's kids and a baby down here, and just no one gives a dang.
Awesome. Just awesome. I love that they're melting down. I just love that those people are melting down. They're terrible people. No, they're bad. I don't like to say when somebody's a bad person.
Yes,
to judge.
Do. You like calling people bad people.
No, I don't. I don't like to judge people, but I like to judge these people. Okay? Those people. Those people suck as people.
Sweep. We're going to sweep it and shut them down.
Oh, my gosh. If that happens tonight, you beat Scherzer. Now that becomes the biggest win of the year.
You beat their big acquisition.
Yeah. We don't need, you know what? And we're doing it with our fifth starter. Odorizzi is their fifth starter.
Put a sixth
starter. But when Urquidy gets back, he's the sixth starter.
Just let's drop a three spot on Scherzer in the first inning and see how that stadium goes silent. Just give me a crooked number in the first and see how that stadium feels. I don't even care. Obviously, I wouldn't want it to last and win, but I just want them to feel the what? What? Not Scherzer too. Just give it to me early.
God, that would be so nice. Just like the game seven of the World Series. Jump out 5-0.
All that energy they had.
Oh, it's all gone. Or I don't know which would be worse, ripping it away in the ninth, or catching a going over the wall and catching a potential game-winning home run.
But don't you think?
I don't know.
Don't you think for all the vitriol they're spewing out, taking them out like 11-2 and watching them leave the ballpark, and maybe some of the Astro fans who remain start waving, and maybe even some of the players are waving. I need one of those nights. If we can get that done. We're sure, well, they take Scherzer out after 4 1/3 because it ain't going right. You pile on that bullpen. Dave Roberts just has, all right, we're going to run our give-up bullpen out there. And the Astros keep tacking runs on. I need a sad Dodger fan night. Like a complete dismantling of them. And so all their media can talk about it, how the Astros came in there and kicked their ass. And look, I just want it to be full of Astros fans at the end of the night. For the brave few who show up.
Well, in the ninth inning, after Jordan's homer, did you see him clear out last night?
Yeah. I noticed after they got the second, even that some people hung out and some people didn't stay for Mookie Betts' bat. You can see people strolling out of there because it wasn't gonna be a situation where Mookie Betts could tie the game with one swing. I was like, I see you. You're all leaving. That's great. I hope it happens again.
Let's get La Raza in here. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, what's up, Juanito G? What's up, gentlemen?
What's
how y'all
up?
Doing?
What's up?
Not much, man. I got a quick question about this Astros team, and I'll make it quick. Do you think, like, if they win the World Series, and when if they win the World Series, you think they're going to get their respect back, or they're still going to tarnish it them? And do you think, like, what about the Carlos Correa situation? I feel like he's the voice of the Astros, but, I mean, he's been kind of up and down lately. Well, team contract or what's going to happen? I ain't up to listen, man.
If they win the World Series, Carlos?
He asked about if they win the World Series, will it remove some of the tarnish? And also with Carlos, what does it mean for him with the win?
Yeah. You know, it'll be hard to get, depending on if Carlos is a hero in the World Series, it's going to be awfully difficult, isn't it? I mean,
to not bring him back.
And guess what? You need Carlos Heroics if you're going to win the World Series. That's for sure. That dude he nuts up in the postseason. Yeah, I think it would be awfully difficult to get rid of him. Especially since, you know, you're going to get money off the books. Keep the band together, the core. And it will take away some of the tarnish. The people will still hate him, but you know what? They're definitely not cheating. We know that. But although people are saying that they're still cheating. But they're not. They're not cheating. So, you know, they're just good. So I think it would take away some of the tarnish. Yeah. It's like we validated. We won it. We won it then, and we're winning it now. And with a bunch of the same guys. Well, not even a bunch of the same guys. Basically, it's Yuli, Correa, and Altuve.
Bregman.
Well, Bregman hasn't been there.
Well, if he's there for the playoffs.
Well, I know, but he hasn't even been there. And they're still validating.
Oh, I know, but we're talking about winning it all.
Yeah.
You think Bregman's got to be there. So.
Well, yeah, because I don't think you're winning it all with Robel Garcia. It's just me. Yeah.
Dodgers won it with Cody Bellinger last year.
That is true.
You can have one absolutely awful player in your lineup, apparently, and win a World Series. Hmm. But Robel plus Maldonado / Castro, maybe that might be a bridge too far.
All right, one more call, and then we'll get to News of the Weird. What do you say, Mike?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, so I just heard an interview with Joey Votto on Dan Patrick's show and had asked him about the whole Astros cheating crap, and he basically just said flat out, if people think that they're the only ones doing it or did it, that they were crazy, that you know they basically should leave the Astros alone. No follow-up questions, no anything. They just wanted to talk about the Astros. Why is the national media ignoring the entire issue in baseball and just focusing on the Astros?
Because it's easy. Because it's lazy. It's easy because they don't want to piss off Yankee or Dodger, L.A. or New York because they'll get canceled because they want to keep their paycheck coming in. Because if anybody exposes Boston or New York or L.A., then they're going to be persona non grata, and their fan base will hate them, and they will not be able to show their face in New York because they have an opinion that differs from, you know, just hating Houston.
You ask a pro player about the Astros, you're looking for a soundbite where either he rips them or he goes, the punishment wasn't enough from MLB. If he gives an answer with some context and something where he's thinking it through and he talks about how It's not a one-team issue. It's not something you easily can clip and put out on your social media accounts and it become a big deal. Joey Votto rips the Astros is what you want to have. You don't want to have Joey Votto go, it's a thing that happens in baseball. That's not – because you're trying to rile people up. It's lazy. I mean, why – Dan Patrick, I don't know if he was – I'm assuming he was the one there considering his show. I'm sure he has fill-in sometimes. But you ask Joey Votto about that and you go, oh, okay, Joey. You think the follow-up would be about is how many teams would you think were doing it? But no, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nothing.
We'll
no.
We'll keep
if
it
you're
moving.
Not just going to blast the Astros, then why – we can't talk to you. It's not worth a conversation. Okay. News of the weird. Dell, what is an acceptable amount of time to have your manhood stuck in a padlock?
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that.
Well, I'll tell you how to answer it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, this is weird. This is a little weird. Apparently, there's a tourist attraction in a town. It was erected. There's a popular tourist attraction. It was erected by talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. But it looks like the Hollywood sign, only it says Bilbo. Only not Bilbo. The pleasure.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sex toy. Sure.
The sex toy. Yeah. And apparently, no trespass. There's a sign up. No trespassing, private property access to Bilbo signs strictly prohibited. You have to stay away. So, Dell, is there any way that if you went to that town that you would be able to stay away from the Bilbo sign?
Pretty easily. What do you mean if there's any way I would be able to? Yes, I would need to go see the sign.
Well, I don't know. It's the only thing in that town probably worth seeing.
Sure.
That's why Jimmy put it up there, probably.
Jimmy There is a Bilbo Brewing Company.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh.
In that town.
Yeah.
So maybe I want to go see the Bilbo Brewing Company. Are the bottles shaped like Bilbo's?
I don't.
Or is that just the name?
I don't want to know about
no?
it.
Well, you brought it up. Now I got questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I got a lot of questions. So before we went to break, you didn't know how to answer a question. So maybe you've had time to think about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a Bangkok man's manhood got stuck in a padlock.
Don't know how that happens.
How long do you think he was stuck in that? His mother said he lives with his mother. According to his mother, the son is frustrated at his singlehood, and he was using the lock to pleasure himself.
Okay.
Honestly, of all the things that you're going to pleasure yourself with, a padlock...
Doesn't
being
seem
metal
inviting.
And all?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what does that say about what does that say about your manhood?
Well, and not only there's that too. There's that question. the other question is really that was the next best option from a woman? Do you have any wonder why you're single?
When you're attempting to do that to a padlock, maybe your frustration should be with yourself.
Well,
not the women who are not appreciating you.
Apparently, this isn't the first time that he has engaged in such an act.
He's
this
got
time,
other
though, it didn't go well.
So he has. So he's had a history with this padlock.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're dating. I don't know what their relationship. I don't know. I will have to look on Facebook to see what the status of their relationship is.
Do you think the padlock tells him not to sleep over?
Yeah.
All right. This is over. Go home.
So how long do you think it took the doctors to get him extricated?
I'm assuming he had to have it cut off.
Yeah.
The padlock cut off.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from the time it happened to the time they removed it, 3 hours?
2 weeks.
Oh, my. 2 weeks?
Two, two.
What kind of doctors are they?
I don't know, but apparently he got an infection on top of it from being stuck in a metal padlock for all that time.
That would happen, yes.
He's 38 years old, and I have a feeling he's going to be single for a lot longer. I don't know.
Well, maybe he's in a relationship with that padlock.
That's what I'm saying. It just seems like it's a...
But 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Did he tell them, and then they it took them 2 weeks to figure out a solution? Or was he stuck in it for a total... Look, you got to understand. How long before you work up the courage to tell someone you got stuck in a padlock because you're doing that?
Yeah.
That's something you have to overcome. And maybe he's like, you know what? I can figure something out, right? I don't ever want to tell anyone that happened to me.
Yeah. A new poll out, Dell. Most attractive jobs to women. What do you think would be some of the most attractive jobs to women?
So women, what do they find attractive
in a man?
Millionaire?
Well, that, you know, I think that goes without saying. Doctors, lawyers, carpenters, engineers, project managers, firefighters.
Well, the firefighter, doctor, lawyer stuff, understood. Carpenter, because they work with their hands. Yeah. That's something.
Yeah. I mean, you're probably good with their hands. You know? And they're selfless.
Certainly not doing stuff with the padlock.
Yeah. The 10 jobs women find least desirable.
What are they?
Fast food workers.
Well, okay.
Janitors. Truck drivers. Cashiers. Maids. Radio producers?
You made that up, but I would believe it. You did not got to sneak that one by me.
What? No. Wait, that might not have been.
Yeah, you made that up.
Yeah. A Florida couple arrested. Apparently, domestic disturbance. That's never good, though.
No.
But apparently they assaulted each other.
Not good.
With pasta.
So you're wasting pasta.
That's the problem I'm having with this whole story.
Because assaulting someone with pasta, what does that even really mean?
Apparently, it was after a night of drinking. They came home, and there was an argument while they were eating, and they shoved plates of spaghetti in each other's faces.
You're wasting good food.
Yeah.
That's my bigger concern.
Especially when you're drunk, now all of a sudden.
And now you're wasting good pasta and gravy.
Yeah.
All of it's bad.
Yeah.
Because who gets hurt with pasta getting shoved in their face?
Just the pasta.
Yeah.
No, the only one that hurts is your stomach because you don't have the nice pasta.
Because you missed out on the pasta. That's true.
All right, we're done. Is Charlie here?
He is.
Charlie Polillo is going to show up here today. So we won't be talking about the Yankees today.
Or the Dodgers. Well, we would talk a lot of Dodgers.
Yeah. We'll talk a lot of Dodgers today with Charlie Polillo next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.